Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. Sorry, folks, a happy Halloween. And I have a special guest for the festive broadcast, Mr. William Repillum. William, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Richard. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, Mel Gibson didn't return my call this morning, so.
I understand. I understand. No problem. I don't mind filling in for Mel Gibson. It's no problem.
but seriously, I mean, who, as a next best choice, who better than William Repillum to talk about the scary monsters out there for the Halloween holiday?
I agree. Yeah, the chicken swingers, you know, all of the different chickens they've been swinging. I've decided that the chicken swinging is really an analogy. They do this to everything. They're doing it to Gaza right now. They did it to Lahaina last month. They were chicken swinging Ukraine there for a while. I guess they're still at that, but they're probably done with that. So now they needed another chicken to go swing. So there you go.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. People are talking about an escalation in the Middle East. Well, I mean, we've already had such incredible inflation, and people don't understand the lag time with the money printing and the catching up with the economy as a whole. So, I mean, decisions and money printing from like a year ago, we're not even feeling right now. So there is a delay, but it'll be even worse, of course. I mean, the more we send money overseas, Ukraine, now Israel, and the oil price, they're saying that if this gets to be a larger regional conflict, we could see $300 barrels of oil, far beyond three times, what in recent times we've had. I mean, it really will just add, but as far as martial law concerns here at home, people are saying there'll be a further attempt at martial law type conditions. The more we have an emerging war scenario, William.
Well, absolutely. They need a war in order to justify what it is they want to roll out. So, they need to have as great of an excuse as they can make. I don't know. Something's going to happen here on the mainland here, got to prepare for the worst, though. But I found myself, I'm going to confess that I find myself in denial and sort of tuning out of a lot of stuff. And, very guilty of this and realizing that I'm just sealing my own fate by doing that. I get caught up in things that, take me away from reality and, like hobbies and stuff. And, that's good to have that stuff, but, it's weird. I don't know. I see there's a lot of infighting that's gone on. I'm kind of thinking that, I don't know. I'm going to get into this. People are going to call me a conspiracy theorist or a tinfoil hat guy. But, and I get it. I mean, a lot of this stuff's hard to prove, but unless you really go down the rabbit hole and look at all their patents and whatnot, but I think there is a divide and conquer, like sort of a thing in the air, if you would say, with you know, that's coming at us ever since they put in place this fifth generation Wi-Fi. You know, they've rolled that out in China first, right? All of a sudden, everybody got sick. So, had nothing to do with that, of course. That's just a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. So, I don't know. Maybe we should just not talk about it. That's my rant that was just all over the place.
Good.
Forgive me.
No, I won't. I won't. I like how pertinent, you know, all the points you made and how they do connect like dots on a six-pointed star. But no, really, there are a lot of things, you know, that can be neglected in what life is in this, you know, whatever people believe may or may not exist beyond, and to only focus on this struggle. You're selling yourself short if you don't at least appreciate a bit of life at the same time. And you need that healthy balance for your sanity as well. I think some people are so hardcore that they're constantly prepping and researching and networking and see zero moments to do what you describe. But I don't know if that's the healthiest approach. And for the by and large, we need the communities we maintain of our white Western culture, our platforms, you know, our networks. We need a lot of people who have a good balance and are healthy and sane to pass things on to the next generations. We can't have a bunch of people who are, you know, could be described as the equivalent of spooks. They have so much PTSD and you know, zero time experiencing life itself. You know, how can the next generation learn from that in the long term? You know, it's a dead end if that's all your people consist of. So it's, yeah, no. So I just wanted to speak to that firstly. And so it's a good thing that you
right do. On.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Well, as far as the conspiracy theory and tinfoil hat references, it's fascinating to me because I was about to reference a couple sentences that had that in it from Zero Hedge. Wider war will bring inevitable attempts at martial law in America. This is through altmarkets.us. Not long ago, at the height of fear over the global pandemic, the U.S. underwent a change that many people argued would never happen. For years, I have heard people say that authoritarian controls in America are tinfoil hat conspiracy theory and doom mongering. All the prepping, all the talk of community organizing, all the guns and the gear and the training were for nothing. Then the COVID agenda hit like a freight train. Our constitutional rights were no longer set in stone, but mere guidelines that government officials could bend or break in the names of public health safety. Laws no longer had to be passed through a series of checks and balances. Mandates could be implemented as if they were laws without public oversight and enforced unilaterally. There was talk of severe punishments for people who refused the pointless COVID vaccines. I won't even call them vaccines, you know, mRNA shots. They wanted vaccine passports, prison time for those who spoke publicly against them, take people's jobs, children, even talk of COVID detention centers, segregating, you know, the term vax deniers, you know, we had all that. You know, they're saying the COVID agenda failed. And I saw a big set of layoffs. Pfizer is about to do huge number, you know, because of the decline in people taking the shots finally, but too little too late for a lot of our loved ones. I have to add there, can't help but add that because it's an unfortunate truth, you know, but they're saying what happens when there's a crisis that does scare, you know, enough people, you know, they say conservatives here, but we know people are controlled on both sides. Then they mentioned like 9/11 and, you know, I don't know, it goes on, but martial law in the U.S. would only ever work if a majority of conservatives support it. This is a fact. Without our backing, martial law will fail, just as the COVID mandates failed. And so, you know, they're worried that, you know, further multi-front wars, the Middle East, could lead to more draconian mandates at home, basically. Yeah, these false flag incidents could be used like for a Patriot Act 2.0, but also, I think they'll want to shame white people more than Arab, you know, brown Muslim, brown or black Muslims. But anyway, enough of that. Your feedback, William.
Oh, yeah, they got to get white people out of the way first. So that's why we're target number one. Yeah, it's just interesting going through my whole life and not being aware of this. But always there's this anti-white sentiment among the college campuses. You hear about it on conservative talk radio. I used to be a big listener of Michael Savage before I was aware. And he would always complain about the symptoms but never identify the source of the problem. Just, you know, it was always Democrats, you know. What I see possibly playing out would be, all right, so they've got like possibly a multi-layered agenda where they're rolling out they rolled out the COVID hoax. Now they wonder, the next thing we thought they were going to do was the climate hoax. Now they've got war, potential martial law, mass immigration coming across the border, all these, fighting age men who don't give one lick about our us here. I mean, they want to live off the benefits of what they've heard America has been all their lives. Land of freedom, but
they've been convinced by Jews that white countries don't have the right to exist for their colonialist sins, right?
Absolutely. And it's just, you know, obviously that's just the Jews flipping over they're getting, you know, obfuscating the truth and, relinquishing themselves from their part in all of that, which is fascinating to learn about, you know, how much the Jews had to do with these predations and speculative behavior that has been diddled onto all of the countries, like all over the world, you know, like their hand in sort of, I would say, molesting different countries around the world. And then, you know, obviously blaming whites because, you know, these Ashkenazi Jews obviously have white skin, but are not white, but only if it's convenient for them and they can throw white people under the bus and include themselves with it without any consequence, you know, obviously just for PR and propaganda purposes. And then all these NGOs that they have propped all over the world that act in the name of philanthropy and do-gooderness and, oh, we're doing good for the world, and what they're actually doing is, you know, in a dialectical fashion, like with this war with the Zionists and the anti-Zionists, they're pushing their agenda in unison, really. Well, you know,
well put. No, very well put. And another article asks a question: should America address domestic issues first before funding global problems? Now, I should hope they're being rhetorical, you know, that it's a no-brainer. But a lot of people are brainwashed where, you know, they actually would. Well, they are convinced, you know, that we need to be the globalist agent of humanity, the U.S. and the U.N. Yeah, that's the impression people have. You know, I mean, you know, people talk about, oh, we shouldn't be the world's policeman with all these other countries and getting involved in that. At least the image that's been shown to us, you know, the official narrative when I was a child. But you know, today we see it's far more sinister than that. And yes, no, we should be isolationists in the U.S., but we should also maintain our heritage stock, not degrade it further and further into oblivion. So that's just too much there, and there are so many issues. You know who's back in the limelight now, a few years later, a bit older? David Hogg from the Parkland shooting. You know, who he had the father who was, I forget what he happened to be appointed to. It was so sketchy from the beginning. Maybe you could remember more of the details of Parkland for us. But now David Hogg is a Harvard educated, you know, a minister of propaganda, basically. And he's out there blaming white women in the suburbs for gun violence. because white women in the suburbs keep electing pro Second Amendment, pro gun rights Republicans. And so, you know, we need to get rid of the guns is basically still the message. But yeah, Parkland, that was a very questionable one. Do you remember more about it than me without me having to refer to my notes and links?
Oh, yeah. So that was in 2018, I believe it was. Either 2018 or 20... No, I think it was 2018. And I remember there being a little... On Facebook, being a little meme of sheep. They let sheep come. It was, like, so funny, you know? They opened up the gate and all these sheep came running. And it was, like, something to do with Parkland. And the phrase they were using. What was the... They came up with, like, a phrase. And, you know, we're... in this together, so I don't know, one of those kind of phrases anyway, but that just popped in my head. It's not really, it's immaterial to what you're saying, but yeah, Parkland was another, false flag. Like Sandy Hook, right? Okay. So, but you're not allowed to, I don't remember if anybody actually died at Parkland, at Sandy Hook. You know, obviously, Jim Fetzer's, lawsuit, went badly, right? So they used lawfare. So, you know, the guy Larkin, Texas, who calls in a lot, he talks about this lawfare. So lawfare is the communitarian law that they use to basically just make the decision about the outcome of the case is going to be ahead of time, use their crisis actors, or maybe even not do that. Just the judge just simply rules against, you know, in the interest of Jewish interests. So, you know, going back to, I was listening to Yemi Michael Jones this morning, and, you know, our whole State Department is completely usurped by Jews. There's 475 Jews in Biden's cabinet, and 100% America has been co-opted for Jewish interests, and that is all. That is the only interest that gets served. Anybody else's interest that gets served as sort of an ancillary side effect or symptom or, you know, like benefit to those who help the Jews get their way, you know, such as these people that have their role to play in the dialectic, who may, you know, you have like the squad who opposes Zionism, right? And but they're all for the Jewish anti-white agenda. So essentially, you know, these people are themselves that participate in this Jewish predation against the world are themselves. I would consider them to also be Jews because of that. You know, if that makes any sense. So.
Yes. Yeah. No. Very well put. And so, I see we're coming on the break. We should hold this next one to the other side. Please support Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page. Plenty of ways you can help out. Plenty of options, you know, mail in, call, or right on the website. We'll be right back. I got an argon accumulator, and it makes me feel greater.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You look at me and I wonder what goes on. All the money could buy all these things. I can never be sure where to begin.
Don't wanna know.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with my co-host today, William Rapillum. And, well, if you haven't, check out William, of course, on the Punch Bowl. And that's 9 p.m. Central every Friday. And you can also check him out on the National Intel Report. That's Wednesday, which would be 5 p.m. every Wednesday. That's again Central Time for RBN time zone in Texas there. And, well, let's see, we have the World Economic Forum's a former associate speaking out about these CBDCs. Economist Professor Richard Verner, previously partnered with the World Economic Forum's Global Leader for Tomorrow program, has since turned away from the organization, speaking out against the Great Reset. According to Verner, the WEF plans to roll out CBDC in stages, with the final stage being a small microchip implanted under the skin. He claims that this microchip will contain our entire identity and access to the world. The chip will act as a passport, digital ID, and license. Our wallets will be condensed into a chip the size of a grain of rice that we will have on us at all times. It is a violation of human dignity to inject something under the skin. That's why you need more persuasion, he stated. As with most digital currencies, they will begin by marketing it as a convenient way for fast payment processing. Then they will use a fear tactic such as rising crime or digital hacking and tell people that having an individual universal ID will protect them from lowly criminals. But that will not be enough to convince people, and eventually payments and the freedom of movement will only be permitted through the use of these implanted devices. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. It sounds kind of out there, kind of like some of the things we were hearing about, like, you know, images of Hydra monsters from Dr. Carrie Madej. I don't know what to think of her because she had some people on in retrospect. But I mean, people who are far more careful in the content and sourcing, like Catherine Austin Fitz, as opposed to Dr. Madej, you know, do take this stuff seriously, that it's not an exaggeration or hyperbole that we just heard. What do you think, William?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, one other one of those people, I think, that got in there to throw kind of, you know, to taint the water with weird stuff was Brian Artis. Now, he had come out against remdesivir, rightly, but then he came out with this snake venom theory thing. And he got picked apart by Tom Cowan and Andy Kaufman. Pretty good. And, you know, he was saying, oh, I'm just looking for the truth. And, you know, well, they picked his argument totally apart because it was based in, you know, the whole thing. When you broke it down and distilled it into what it actually was, it was based on fallacy. Now, you'd have to go back and watch this to get all the details about it. It's a debate. I like a debate, but it was a very constructive. It wasn't any people talking over each other or doing anything like that. That's just not how those guys are. But very deliberate, and it's fascinating. So it was really kind of nice to see that. It can really do damage. Like if we just take at face value, you know, the things that people say, and then just, oh, well, this so-and-so said this, so it must be true. And then go out there, and that's what they want us to do, you know, go out there and start spouting things off, right? That's why, in terms of the virus, that's why I come out very directly with the virus thing, and I say, you know, pretty much viruses, this whole virology thing, they have yet, I'm not going to say, you know, I won't come at it like this. I'm not going to come at it and tell you viruses don't exist. This is what these trolls try to do. They kind of come out and say, oh, I say viruses don't exist. Even though the virus has been identified with the electron microscope, and there it is. Well, there's a whole process by figuring out, you know, if that causes disease and also where it actually came from, okay, which has been ignored, right? You can't just put something under an electron microscope and say, oh, there it is. There's the virus. You know, there's a whole process. So anyway, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but this is something that I've done my due diligence on, greatly so. So you have to do that. If you don't do that, then you make sure that you preface your theory and say, look, this is a theory. I don't know. I haven't researched it. It seems plausible to me. I'd like to discuss it more. Let's bring it up and make it a topic of discussion. Let's move the Overton window in our direction. Or, I mean, in the right direction, right? So, dang it. I kind of lost my train of thought, but...
Well, no, that's perfect because we have the break coming up.
Oh, perfect.
Well, we'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We don't talk too much about it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around it.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey with William Repillum as our Halloween co-host here today. And, well, I'm still seeing claims. Well, you know, actually, maybe I'll get your thought on the last part of that. Actually, William, there was a bit more to that one piece we were reading. This will provide governments with complete control over the people, who will have backdoor access to the data, the globalists who want to form a one-world government. Bill Gates came out in 2017 and said he supported guaranteed basic income, but the technology was not yet there. The elites have been waiting for the introduction of the digital ID amid the COVID power grab. The shrinking middle class will become dependent on the welfare state as the cost of living everywhere continues to be unsustainable. Also, as I have also warned, rather, the overall digital ID will also be reliant on our social credit score. Disobey Big Brother and you will be removed from society. Fumble your taxes, you will be debanked in an instant and prevented from accessing public facilities or traveling. Some claim this is akin to the mark of the beast and the fulfillment of prophecy of Revelations, while others think that it is a neat new technology. It is interesting that an ancient text would declare we need a mark on to buy or sell. Religion aside, we should all be concerned over how much power this technology will give to governments, as this technology would equate to a loss of all freedom. Unless you just want to live off the land in the woods by yourself, of course. There's always that option, folks. William, your thoughts?
Actually, this was a thought I forgot earlier. I'm glad you brought this up because you don't give them anything. I remember listening to, you give them nothing. You give them an inch. If you give them an inch, they're going to take more. You've just legitimized their criminality. You don't legitimize their criminality by giving them an inch. For example, the biometric, right? I forgot the name of the authenticator or something like that, is now integrated into its software suite, its office software suite. So you'll have corporations that want to bring you on board, and they will require you to use that software. And to use that software, you've got to give your fingerprint. No thanks, not happening. Goodbye. No, that's not going to happen. I wouldn't work for a company like that. I hope other people wouldn't either, and would say, well, you go find somebody else to, you know, do that. It's Mark Collette. I heard talk about this on the show with David Duke a year or two ago. I don't remember, but I found that to be a very inspiring thing that he said, and absolutely identified with it 100%. If you know, you heard people that said during the COVID nonsense that was going on, you had people like, well, I'm going to get an exemption. Well, you just legitimize them again. And you say you're going to get an exemption. My exemption is my middle finger. My exemption is you get nothing. I don't need to give you an exemption. I'm not required to give you an exemption. Take your exemption requirement and stick it. So, you know, I mean, that's what you have to do with these people. And, you know, that is the right thing to do. So give them nothing. And then, you know, that's how you get respect, too. And that's how you make a difference. And that's how you create a ripple effect among others, because you don't give them an inch. You give them an inch, you're dropping to your knees and you are compromising yourself. How could you do that?
Yes. And I think it's too little too late, but Pfizer to lay off, let's see, what is the number we're seeing here? Nearly 800 people from the Gladstone location. So, that's due to COVID revenue falling. Poor Pfizer. But again, too little too late in that regard, as far as people pushing back. California is showing rising unemployment rates, and they're concerned that it usually is an early indicator of nationwide trends with these sort of economic macro data. So I don't know. I mean, because I'm seeing a lot of bad stats out there. I mean, the income needed to buy a home is, for the whole household, $111,000 a year, while the median household income out there is only $78,000 right now. They're saying prices would have to drop 50%. It's actually double the average you're paying to rent if you want a mortgage right now. Traditionally, you know, it would be the same as renting or even a bit lower when you have a mortgage in the past. But yeah, we're seeing it's a ridiculous situation. And so many factors looking forward. And, you know, it's along with the whole elimination of home ownership plan for everyone but the wealthy, you know, and BlackRock and Vanguard already did a lot of harm. A lot of houses, they keep unlisted that are vacant, you know, when they buy them up, so that you can help justify the housing bubble, make it seem like there's more demand and less supply. I hear that's a constant thing that they do. In addition to everything else, to keep the insane bubble where it is, William.
Well, they're not going to pop it until they're ready, right? They have to have everything in place, right? They have to have enough migrants over here that they're ready to go and deploy to go and steal everyone's stuff from their homes, create more chaos. I don't know that they've hit that number yet. How many have they brought over now? Was it 10 million since Joe Biden's been in office? I heard a number the other day. I think it was somewhere around 10 or 12 million or something like that, just in that amount of time. I mean, our Jewish government is hell-bent on absolutely wiping us out. We live in the most unfree country I think the world's ever seen. I mean, obviously, it's not full-scale Bolshevism like it was in Russia 100 years ago when the Jews invaded Russia after it was tired of fighting in World War One, another Jew-created war. They created gulags everywhere, right? Well, gulags are analogous to the FEMA camps now. They call them FEMA camps, right? They've come up with better language now, semantics and phrases, and to do the exact same thing, right? So, you know, they collected all kinds of Russian patriots and Christians, and they threw them in gulags and killed them or tortured them to work them to death. I heard about the Red Terror just in the very early parts of Bolshevism under Yakov Sverdlov, a Jewish commissar. 100,000 priests and nuns tortured in the most sick kind of ways, putting them in coffins full of hungry rats, pouring hot molten rock lava down their throats. Lava. Well, I don't know. But however they break down rock, maybe yeah, hot enough for that. But
I think
some of those
number,
stories.
The one number you were looking for, larger than 38 states. So I mean, only 12 states have populations of our 50 states, which is larger than if you were to put all the migrants in one fiscal year, you know, into a single additional state, how much it would be, just to put it in perspective, you know, of just how big the number is. For some people who can't see it in terms of the U.S. and understand population in such large terms. And it is spread out depending on the state and if you're near big, you know, blue cities or not. But over 900,000, okay, new CBP data reveals Border Patrol released over 900,000 migrants into the U.S. in fiscal year 2023 after they were apprehended crossing illegally, including a staggering 155,821 releases in September alone. And this number does not include ICE or ports of entry releases. And then
So they were apprehended and then they were given a ride to a convenient location for them to put like red areas because, you know, Jews can't win but fairly, right? They can't push their, you know, they can't win that way. They can't win what they call democratically. So they have to replace the population with new voters that they think they can brainwash easier. And well, I mean, that, quite frankly, are brainwashed to hate us. So that's the only way the Jew can win. I mean, look at what they're doing to the Palestinians right now. I mean, it's just a full-on massacre. And then this ridiculous propaganda. I remember looking at the propaganda they had about, you know, they said something got blown up in Israel and it looked like it was just a little area that had been abandoned and dilapidated, not mm-hmm. blown up. So I had a hard time, you know, where's the proof? Where's the proof that there's been any violence against Israel at all? I'd like to see it. You know, is there any? I mean, I can't say I know. I haven't scoured everything, but I would.
Go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there was like not a single attack. You know, I mean, it's not like they don't know what's going to happen to them.
I'm very skeptical of what's happened in Syria. Alleged Hezbollah-related rockets from Lebanon being fired. You know, but we've heard of, well, the Golan Heights, really. Syria has a right, for that matter, even if they were. If that were legit, Yemen, we're hearing now, joins the fight. But I mean, this is all just sketchy information, you know. I mean, we don't really have confirmations. It doesn't seem as much here. A spokesman for the Yemeni Armed Forces Brigadier General Yahya Sari announced an important statement is to be issued soon. This is while there have been reports of firing rockets and dispatched drones from Yemen to occupied territories to support the Palestinian resistance. So basically, rumors. You could chalk that up too. You know, I mean, do we really know Yemen has joined anything? You know, but I mean, as long as it gives justification for retaliation from Israel, or at least forces they con into, you know, killing young people for them in their war rather than killing Israelis to do it. But yeah, so, you know, I mean, I'm so always skeptical of what we're hearing about. Here's more footage out there of Israeli soldiers torturing and humiliating Palestinians in the West Bank. So it's getting worse in the West Bank, not just Gaza. And I'm going to have to look into that further to give more details. In the midst of all this, we're hearing more coming out about Hunter and Biden and pseudonyms used for emails and loans from China Hunter received. You know, it's not like we didn't know these guys were dirty all along. You know, I mean, it's not the headline news to me. But and they're saying Joe Biden is now found to have been disrupting peace deals, resulting in tragic loss of lives in Ukraine and Russia. Again, you know, we've known his administration doing that all along as well. If anything, right now, that was a distraction from what they're doing to us at home. You know, psyops to justify legislation and overseas, you know, just what we're seeing on in the Middle East and on that scale, right? But WikiLeaks verified documents from Israeli Ministry of Intelligence on October 13 suggest forced displacement of Gaza civilians to Egypt would yield positive and long-term strategic results. And we had Biden trying really hard to get all of the Gazans sent to Egypt in a deal. And finally, you know, it was fully rejected by Egypt. And it's just so ridiculous to even suggest this, you know, the same as the UK or the US. I mean, why do they get to have their ethno state and take out the people whose land it's been all along? You know, anyway, we have some callers I see, and I can't believe how much I've been running my mouth here without even getting your feedback, William. But here, let's go to the phones. We have Joe in Florida. Joe.
Hey, Richard. Hey, William. Great show today. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, it occurred to me last night, we've been talking about this Ukraine, the Jews in Ukraine, and what's their plan about, you know, Khazaria 2.0. And it finally dawned on me last night. Actually, Dr. Jones, you know, E. Michael Jones references this statement by Ehud Barak recently, that they're aware, certain Jews are aware, the leadership, that no Jewish empire has lasted more than 80 years. So they're kind of working on this time clock. So follow me on this one. Here's the theory. There's this group of Jews, right, who knew that Israel, the state of Israel's days are numbered. And they believe probably in that Bible prophecy. You know, Israel is 75 years old now. And they're aware that the days are waning, okay? That the state of Israel, its days are numbered. And so they went ahead and they implemented their other massacre, their genocide of Ukrainian Christians, so that they would have some place to go when the whole thing fell apart in the satanic terrorist state of Israel. That's what I just put it together. Maybe you call me crazy, but I think that's a plan. They obviously, this group of them that are saying, you know, well, you know, we're going to be kicked. You know, Israel, its days are numbered. So we're going to need some place to go. Now, of course, they lost the Ukraine war too, but they'll probably get some area still, right, where they're all going to go. Now that they have ethnically cleansed Ukraine, murdering 400,000 mainly Christian Ukrainians, right, then these perfidious people are going to all move the Israel people, once they're exposed, to Ukraine. The other thing I want to say real quick is, I think, okay, so it's a black pill kind of mood today, but I want to say, I think, look, when there is a parasite collapsing in empire, obviously the empire is collapsing, it still gives us an opportunity to hold on.
Can we skip
to
the
at
spring,
least.
Julie, please?
could kill the
yeah,
brain. Go ahead, Joe.
I just want to say, so, you know, the debate is, how much of the empire is it going to collapse? Will we be able, Americans, to salvage something? And I have to say, I think there's good sides. These crazy millennials and Zoomers, right, they're kind of screwed up mentally, frankly, with all the LGBTQ and the Antifa and Black Lives Matter, or as I like to call it, Black Slugs Matter. You know, they're demented. But one thing I see is very clear. They ain't going to fight no war for the Jews. So whatever else, I disagree with them. So what do you think, guys?
William.
Nah, really great points that you brought up there. I've been thinking about the same thing. Obviously, you know, Ukraine, yeah, they know. I think this is a pre-planned thing. And that's the whole thing about... That's why I think this whole thing's planned out. This dialectic is there to have anti-Zionism, so that they can have they need a dialectic. They always have to have a dialectic. I mean, if anything, it serves to divide and conquer everyone and get everyone to fight each other and arguing about this, that, and the other, or become a robot that says, "Are do you stand with Israel?" And then, like, you have the chance of either yes or no. And they attack you, or you become persona non grata, or whatever. And there's no in between. There's no reason to anything. Really? Well, anyway, what's the trajectory? What is their overall trajectory? Like, what is their end game? That is the thing to keep in mind. You know, they want the whole world enslaved under them. They want to own everything in the world. You know, they want to be able to go anywhere in the world. Everybody else will be a slave, or they will be dead. So that's their end game. So, yeah, they may look for a different place to go set up shop. The Balfour. I heard on another show that I don't know who said it. I forgot. But the Balfour Declaration is expiring after 80 years, actually. So I heard something about that. I don't know if that's. I didn't verify that. But that would make sense. So 2028, we're coming upon that 80 years, or maybe it was 75 years. I don't. Maybe it's expiring this year.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Joe. I want to try to fit someone else in.
Okay, really, really quick, one last thing, though. No, William, you were saying, oh, Israeli victims, they're always there. How dared you say that, William? I heard that one of those women that was kidnapped from the Rays, she was gone for a week, and she missed 3 yoga classes and 2 pedicures. She's a terrible victim.
Oh, my goodness, Joe. I'm so sorry.
Unbelievable.
She never offend the Jews.
That's a reason to go massacre a few thousand Palestinians. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe. And we have Layla in Canada. Layla, welcome. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
The Balfour Declaration was not a binding treaty. It does not expire. It does not have a beginning and an end. It is actually infinite. And furthermore, the Balfour Treaty was approved by Woodrow Wilson before the British government issued it. But it was only issued as a statement of intent. It's not a binding treaty. What is happening now is the insane, the murderous, bloodthirsty vampire Netanyahu is starting the global Holocaust. He said yesterday that the Amalekites are all going to be slaughtered. Look to the Old Testament. That maniac, that beast, Netanyahu and the other beasts around him are going to destroy the whole planet if they are not stopped immediately. Immediately. Somebody has to take action. Rip out that creep Biden. Take him out of there and rip him to shreds. First of all, he's not even human. He's just something, a zombie that's been resurrected with modern technology. He's just, and then Blinken, that Yiddish or Jew who has no business representing the United States. You know, it all started with Felix Frankfurter and Louis Brandeis. That's the modern era where it started with Washington. Washington, who was servile to the Jews in Rhode Island when he visited their synagogue. That's when it started. From the very beginning, they looked at the U.S. as the land of their covenant with Satan. they have made the United States, all of you, everyone who was there, who has allowed this to happen, is complicit. Watch Al Jazeera. Don't watch the stupid Jewish-controlled, Zionist-controlled media in the U.S. They're just the propaganda instruments. Don't take it anymore because you're next. It's just a matter of time before you're going to be strangled to death by thirst or by hunger or by, they'll chop you to shreds. These people are satanic. Truly, look, I mean, we've got people, it's unfolding before our eyes. We can sit there and entertain ourselves as we dress up our children for Halloween, which is, by the way, a satanic celebration. Think of it. Mm-hmm. What is Halloween? It's an absurd thing to teach the children to celebrate it. It has nothing to do with moral values. I'm sorry. I happen to be Palestinian. We left in 1947. I was a two-year-old baby when we left because my parents recognized what was going to happen. And we came as British subjects, landed in Ellis Island, and on the manifest of the ship that we came on, the Rossiya, were a bunch of Jews who did not have U.S. citizenship, but it was handwritten in while everyone else was typed in. From the very beginning, even before 47, they were already coming to take over the U.S. because they needed this base for their strength. So I'm hoping on Fetzer's show I will have more information with regard to Woodrow Wilson and how he was manipulated by Brandeis and Frankfurter. Illegal extrajudicial activities on the Zionist Supreme Court. I'm sorry, I'll let you go. Layla. I think I've said more. Yep.
No, really fantastic call. I really appreciate your points, and thank you for the correction on the Balfour Declaration as well. We'll kick it to Richard. We're at the end of the show.
No, I appreciate, and feel free to call more often, Layla. No, I appreciate your input. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate her passion. This is the passion that everybody needs to be having.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you, William. Happy Halloween.
Happy satanic holiday to you too, my brother.
And folks, please support the station to keep all of this uncensored, true journalism coming to you. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page so that we will speak again soon. Until then, transcend the construct. Regards.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.